Coach, going into this week, can you give us an update on your injured players, starting with Toby?
Not really. Sorry. We got some medical things that we'll find out a little bit more later today. But even then, it's not going to clear it up. I will tell you that Pav skated by himself this morning, so he's back on the ice. Toby's got a little swelling there, so we've got to wait kind of for a few days before we get a better idea where we're at with it.
So he obviously won't play tomorrow.
Correct.
Taking last week, do you kind of just try and push that away going into a new week starting today with a day off yesterday, or how are you approaching this right now with your group?
No, we got a real good look at last game today, and we're not letting that one go. We've got to be a better hockey team than we were. We've got lots of areas to improve, so we're not in a position now to not be get a real honest assessment of our game. More, we got to get better.
Paul, I know everyone goes through slumps, but for Ehlers and Line A, because they're younger and when they haven't scored for a little bit, do you have to be more careful with the way you handle them?
Well, we're going to separate a couple. Like, I think didn't Patty have 7 points or something in his last 8 games? Mm-hmm. We're good with that. Mm-hmm. For an 18-year-old, he's got to pick it up a little, but no, I can't even joke. Patty's not going through a slump in terms of scoring. Nicky Ehlers had a breakaway last game, a couple of really good plays around the net. The stretches of hockey that they score, I'm not even remotely concerned with that. It's everything on all, it's all the other parts of the game. And so for Patrick, I would say his game in Chicago and his game against Chicago at home were the best of the block since he's come back from injury. And Nicky has had, for me, is starting to trend back upward in terms of the quality of his play, his fight, his compete, all the things that young players need to learn first. But so I don't feel they're in an offensive slump. If I handle them differently, well, I think older guys know the line that you're going to give them, stay with it, you're getting your chances, you know. The younger guys got to learn that this is now part of their life and you're in Canada, but you're becoming a driver of a team. You're going to have stretches when you don't put the puck in the net. And when you're not doing that, all the other things can't disappear. You just, all the other parts of your game have to be there. I just beat that to death on you, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to be unfair about the questioning there.
No, it's a fair question. I just had it separated into two different things. Like, I think I don't, to be honest with you, I don't look at the individual stats that much, but I think Patty's got 7 points since he's been back in 8 games.
But is there a point in a season with, especially with young players, where they plateau or they hit a wall where, you know, they're not used to that kind of workload, whatever the case may be.
I think that would bear itself out to be true. I mean, I've had a few 18, 19-year-olds come in, and I think I told that story about Jeff Skinner, who won the Calder that year. I think 33 was his number in terms of goals, but he had a stretch of 15 games where he didn't get near it. And but if you take the age off his stat run and you didn't know anybody's names, you wouldn't know how old he is, right? Which is separate from us assessing the quality of his game. The games just prior to his injury, for me, were by far the best games he's played all year. I don't even know if he scored or how many points he got, but he was playing really coming. The injury, whether it's a setback or not, he's turning back up, right? The stats with him are, I think they're just going to be there. I think he's just going to produce numbers regardless.
One quick thing about Brian Little. Is he, with the way he's playing and how consistent he is he the kind of guy you can slot in just about anywhere to help other people who aren't playing as well?
Yes, and he also has to have the time then with the players that are playing well, so he gets an opportunity to do more and not be just the guy that carries people. You saw it in practice today. So not an easy practice. It wasn't an hour and a half long, but the drills were hard. And if you watched him, there's no variation in every shift. And he's a veteran guy, and he's got good numbers, and he's well-respected. And if he took a three-quarter lap around the rink to get a breather, you would understand that. There are certain guys that play big minutes that you don't really watch their intensity in practice because they've proven to be so very intense in every single game. And he won't do that. He doesn't do that. He's one of the finest quiet leaders that I've ever coached. He's not a big talker, but his consistency level and the things that he says on the bench are always right on. It didn't really. I'm not helping you write the story here today. The answer is yes. Just to your original question, the answer is yes. Okay. Oh. No, for sure. I didn't. I've been here for 2.5 years. I just noticed that there are two mics. Very observant man.
What was the most concerning part for you, Paul, about that loss on Saturday night?
You always ask the tough questions. You do. I'm not sure how I feel about that. You know what? I'm not going to answer. How about that?
I didn't like that option.
No. There's concerns, and if I'm going to be completely honest about them, I'm not. I didn't like the way the coach prepared his team. How about that? We'll leave it that one. There's a bunch of stuff I didn't like. There's some players' games I really didn't like. I'll fix those out there, in there, privately, make sure the team's better.
You adjusted, look like some personnel on the order for the top six. Is it, I guess, what are you, is it trying to get more offense? Is it, what are you looking for?
We've had some guys go a little bit quiet and bang up some big minuses. So I want to also think Brian Lowe's played pretty darn well.
Both Brian and Blake talked about wanting to be part of the solution and to be able to enjoy the success this organization is going to have moving forward. What does it mean when your leaders are in that camp rather than, it would be easy for them to say, maybe prefer to bail out and try to go elsewhere?
That's why through all of what we're going through right now, I've had more, I don't know if I'm going to get this right, frustrated hope for this group, because we have a lot of really good men in there now, and it's going to keep getting better and better and better, and I'd like those two guys, I'd like the team to have success for those two guys, and then put Dustin in that, and some of the veteran guys that have committed to this, I want it to be a great experience for them. I'm not talking about it being a fun, I want them to have success here because they're committed men. They're exactly what the Winnipeg Jets need. Those kind of guys, drivers, consistent drivers. Things aren't very nice right now. We just lost 4 games in a row. We're 6 out. It's not a fun place to be, and they're all in, right? They're watching the video. They're watching every clip. They get out in practice. They're not taking the practice off. They're driving it. Good men here, and they will be a part of that. They'll absolutely, because they're. I got no proof for you, but they're creating the right culture in there. It's just not easy to change quickly. That's not even the right word, change. Create it. We've got so many young players, and now you don't see a payoff every day, but those guys drive every day. And there will be a payoff for them. And the fact that they want to be here, and they know what's going on, right? So they know it's not easy. And it would be easier for guys like that to say, hey, I'd like to slide over to a team that doesn't have the growing pains that we don't. They're absolutely 100% every day not like that. That's never the attitude that they take. They're fantastic men, and they're the right men to have in the room around those young men.